Hey, friend, I don't know if you know this, but I have a new book coming out on March 5th. It's called Protect Your Peace, 9 Unapologetic Principles to Thrive in a Chaotic World. And I would love your support by pre-ordering my book. Go to TrentShelton.com/book. Why pre-order? Because as an author, it helps me get on more TV shows. The book gets in more stores. And for you, you get a whole bunch of cool free stuff that will go away soon if you don't pre-order. So go pre-order the book. Get the book. This book is going to change the world. Let's get it. What up, rehabbers across the world? What up, new listeners? Welcome to today's episode of Straight Up Podcast. I'm your host, Trent Shelton. And shout out to everybody last week that did the giveaway challenge. It was a lot of you guys. You guys did an awesome job. Some of you never did videos before. You overcame your fear. It was great. I said I would pick 5 people, but me, I can't say no. So I picked like 15 people. So make sure you listen to the end of today's episode because I'm doing another giveaway. I want to jump right into this. And today's one of these episodes that I might step on your toes a bit. It might make you a little bit uncomfortable, but that's okay. And I'm not speaking you from a place of expertise or perfection. I'm not the perfect parent. Obviously, I have my flaws just like you, trying to figure out how to be a better parent every single day of my life, just like you. But I'm very passionate about this. If you follow me, you know, being a father is my greatest honor. You know, being a mother, if you're listening to this, should be your greatest honor. Like, people ask me all the time, how are you such a great leader? The reason I'm such a great leader is because I feel like fatherhood is the greatest form of leadership. Motherhood, parenthood is the greatest form of leadership because you're having to lead, you know, whether it's one kid, in my case, 3 kids, you know, 24/7, 365. They will follow your path. You guys know my story. As I said before, Tristan made me become a better man because I had to ask myself, am I living a life worth someone following? And my question was no. So I had to immediately make changes to my life. And I'm passionate about helping the youth, you know, youth sports. I have a youth sports team. I still speak to YMCAs. I speak to schools. I'm always going to do that. No matter how big I am to everybody else, I'm never going to say no to children because I understand in order to change the future, we have to change the mindsets of our children. And unfortunately, a lot of kids don't grow up in great households. You know, that's the sad part about it. So I'm making sure that I do my part. But I want to talk about parenthood today. And I want to talk about some obvious things. I want to break down some things, share some things. I'm just coming straight from the heart. No script, no notes, anything like that. So we're going to go all over the place and make sure you share this tag. You might say, well, I'm not a parent. You might be a parent in the future. You never know. Or you might know somebody that's a parent. And I still think you can learn a lot of leadership from this episode. What's up, rehabbers across the world? Welcome to Straight Up with Trent Shelton. Throughout my career, from the NFL to sold-out stages, speaking to thousands, I built up a toolkit to break through negative mindsets, let go of what's holding you back, and start rehabbing your life. And every show is going to be jam-packed with tips, tricks, and tools to push you forward. I'm always going to be real with you and give you the 100% truth, even when it's going to pierce your heart. This is me, Trent Shelton, straight up. So let's get right into this. Listen, your child needs you. And I know that's like a duh statement, but you have to understand this. Your child needs you. Don't let your mess up your child's life. That's why I'm telling you, it's very important that you have to take care of your mess, that you have to take care of your hurt, that you have to take care of your drama, that you have to take care of the things you need to take care of. Because if you don't take care of yourself, if you don't fix yourself, you know what happens? Your child is the recipient of that. Don't let your mistakes be the reason why your child suffers. And I want you to understand this. Your choices will become your child's consequences. And I cannot tell you how much that statement holds me accountable. I have it written on my wall right here. I'm seeing it. I'm looking at it right now. Because every time I walk into my office, I want myself to know that the choices that I make today are going to be my child's consequence. Some of y'all might say, oh, that's overboard. No. Because the seeds that you plant in your child's life, which you're planting every single day, and I'm not talking about the intentional seeds that you're planting. I'm talking about the seeds that you ain't even conscious of that you're planting every single day. Your child is watching you. Your child is studying. Your children are watching how you respond. Your children are watching how you lead. Your children are watching how you deal with certain situations. And so the seeds that you plant every single day will grow. And so when I'm having a moment of laziness, I know that my laziness doesn't just affect me. It affects my household. When I'm having a moment of, you know, depression and I'm just staying there and I'm not trying to get out of it, I'm not trying to deal with it, I know it doesn't just affect me. It affects my household. I know when I'm having days of frustration and I don't deal with that frustration, I know the recipients of that frustration are going to be the people in my proximity, which is my household. And so that's why it's very important to understand every choice that you make will become your child's consequences. And that's how I live life and think about life. And it helps me be accountable. It helps me stay on point. It helps me lead the life that I need to lead for my family, for my children. Your decisions will shape your child's destiny, period. You know, sometimes children don't even have a chance to be successful. They don't have a chance to be successful because they got the baton. I always think of like family and generations of family as a relay race. And I was blessed to have parents and a father and a mother that were super dope and still super dope that really helped, you know, helped our life, gave us a solid foundation. And I know that's rare because, you know, I've seen it. I've been around it. I've talked to friends. I've seen it that I thought what my parents were doing for me was normal, but it was rare. And so they gave me the baton in this relay and told me, hey, you're not behind. You know, we did our job, but I want you to take it further. And so every single day that I wake up, I think about that. I want to further my family's legacy. I want to further my family's legacy. And I know the only way to do that is to make sure that when I give my children a baton, which they already have it because they're here, I want to make sure that I give them a baton in a situation where they don't have to play catch up, where they don't have to spend the rest of their life trying to recover, trying to bounce back because of the mistakes that I made, because of the decisions that I made. Your decisions will shape your child's destiny. So don't let your broken life break theirs. That's why it's important to understand when you're in a situation. Listen, I'm not telling you how to live your life. I'm not telling you how to deal with your marriage or anything like that. It's your marriage, it's your life. You do what you want to do. This is just my suggestion, but you have to understand this. You are the definition, right? Your life is the definition that you're giving your child about life. So what does that mean? Meaning that your relationship, your marriage, sets the tone for how they view marriage. Sets the tone for how they view love, for how they view faith, for how they view hard work. That definition comes from you until they can make up their own decisions. You know, it's funny, Maya, she thinks that she even calls me babe. She hears Maria call me babe somewhere. She thinks my name is babe. She's like, babe, come here, babe. I was like, I'm your father, not your babe. She's like, no, you're babe. She's always watching. Tristan is always watching. Even Marley, being as little as she is, she's always watching. And so we know that how we deal with each other, the environment that we have in our house is very crucial to their development as human beings, because they're going to view certain things based upon the example that we have given them. You are your child's greatest example until they can find another one. And honestly, for me, I want to be the best example as what a man can be to my son, to be like, okay, this is what a man is. And he can come up with his own definition and further it when he gives it to his kids. But I'm going to do my best to say, hey, this is what a man is. I want to do my best to show my daughters, this is how a man should treat you. This is how a man should be. I don't want them to have to go to the world. I'm getting passionate right now, man. Whew. All right. I don't want them to have to go to the world to find that example. I don't want them to have to run to some knucklehead to find that example. And it happens so much that it's crazy that the kids will run to the world for their peace because they don't have peace in their household. And I know I might be stepping on some toes right now, but that is the problem that we have, even from a co-parenting standpoint.
Man, one thing about me, I love fashion. And I always made a promise to myself. Once I started my brand, I would come out with my own brand. I would rock my own clothes. I would wear my own hats. And today, I just released my new line of hats at shoprehabtime.com through Shopify. And listen, y'all, it's so easy. All because I use Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million order stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, whenever, Whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. And just keeping it straight up, Shopify helped me take my brand from out the trunk, because I was selling my merch out the trunk, to now a worldwide brand reaching customers all across the globe. And what I love about Shopify also, there's no limit. No matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Trent. All lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Trent now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. That's shopify.com/Trent. Make sure Trent is lowercase. Let's get it.
You know, the thing that I cannot stand is when I see two parents tearing each other down because they're their personal reasons. And I get it. Somebody might have did something to you. Somebody might have acted a certain way, and it might not be, you know, it might be toxic in the situation, but you have to still realize that the person who suffers from abuse, the person that suffers from arguments, the person that suffers from a toxic, dysfunctional environment is the kids. You can't expect to raise a functional kid in a dysfunctional environment. So when you think about you are the example, I know that's a heavy burden to wear. I get it, because you now realize that you have a lot of responsibility, but that is what you signed up for. You are the example for your child's life. So when I tell Tristan, hey, you got to go hard for your dreams, you got to go hard for certain things, you know what? He knows, he believes it, because you know what? He sees that in his parents. When I tell Tristan, hey, you want to make it to the NFL? He sees the way I push myself, even though he was a baby when I played in the NFL, but he sees me to this day push myself. He sees me work for what I want out of life. He knows that nothing is just given to you. He knows that the world owes you nothing, because he sees that in me. I refused to preach something that I'm not practicing. And even to be like real about it and transparent, me and Maria had this conversation where we were telling our kids to be organized. We're getting our kids for all these things. But then when we looked at ourselves, we were preaching something we wasn't practicing. So we had to sit down and have a realization and say, how can we tell our kids to do something when we ain't doing it? Because newsflash, people, your kids are not just listening to what you say. Okay, you can say it as many times as you want. Your greatest words will be your actions. Your kids are listening to what you do. So that's why it's important to have a functional environment, because your kids are watching that. They're seeing that. They're embodying that. And your life becomes their inner voice. How you talk to your kids, we're going to talk about this in a second, becomes their inner voice. So don't let your trauma traumatize them. Don't let your needs make you forget how much they need you. I want to stop right here on this one, because I want to say this. You got to take care of you. You have other titles than just a mom or a dad. I don't want you to lose yourself in just being a parent, okay? Let's get that clear. But there comes a point when you have to sacrifice certain things for your child. One of the things that I cannot stand is when I see a parent being so selfish that they leave their child behind. You know, I wrote this the other day. I said, there's no point of working harder if it means that I can't see my daughter. There's no point of stacking funds if I can't raise my son. I refuse to be a success to the world, but unsuccessful to my children. I refuse to be everything to the world, but nothing to my world. Your needs are important, and I'm not saying that. But sometimes you got to stop going out so much. Sometimes you got to save some money to help your kids later on down the line. There comes a point when you have to grow up. Your kid didn't ask to be brought in this world. You brought your children into this world. So you have to make sacrifices. There's things that I love to do that I stopped doing because I wanted to make the right sacrifices for my kids. There were certain things that I thought I needed. We can call it needs, but it was making me forget how much they needed me. Don't let your needs make you forget how much your children need you. Don't let the things you never heal from become the foundation for your child's life. Some of us listening to this right now, You might have been the opposite of me. You might have had terrible parents. And maybe it's because they had terrible parents. So they had no idea what parenthood meant because they never had an example of it. But you can't let that be the reason why you don't become a great parent to your children. And I know it's easier said than done. I know it's easier said than done. Or you can't let the past relationships that hurt you bring you to a place of pain, and you just lose yourself, and your kids don't have the mom or the father that they deserve to have. That's why it's important that you have some standards in your life. That's why it's important that you get out of toxic situations. That's why it's important that you don't get into another situation just to try to heal from your past situation. Don't let the things you never heal from become the foundation for your child's life. Like, how can you expect your child to succeed when they have been programmed by failure since day one? You know, we preach success to our kids so much. We want our kids to be better than us. That's great. We all should want our kids to be better than us. We should want our kids to take it to a next level. I want my kids to take the Shelton name to a level I could have never dreamed of taking it to. But I know I can't program them with failure and expect them to succeed. I can't tell them to, you know, dream big when I shoot down every dream that they have. I can't allow my limitations to become their limitations. I can't allow my failure to become their failure. What do I mean by that? I've seen it a million times. It is not your job. And some of y'all might disagree with me on this. I'm sorry. But it is not your job to tell your kids what they can't be or what they can't do just because you couldn't be it or you couldn't do it. So it's not my job to tell my kid, hey, you can't be a doctor because I wasn't a doctor. It's not my job to tell my kid, hey, you can't be the best receiver alive, Tristan, because, you know, I wasn't the best receiver alive. I refuse to put limitations on my kids. I want to be the voice of inspiration to my kids, not the voice of limitation to my children. I want them to find inspiration in me, come to my wife, come to our house. I want them to believe they can do anything. So I'm never putting limitations. Maya right now, she believes that she's Elsa and she can freeze people. And you know, every time she throws her little freeze thing that she does, I freeze. I want her to keep believing as much as she can, because you know what? The world's gonna already try to tell them what they can't be and what they can't do. And I refuse as a parent to help to be the voice that tells them what they can't do and what they can't be with the world. And so many parents, we do that. We allow our limitations to become theirs. We sit there and we program them with failure, and then we complain why they're not successful. They're different than you. They don't have to be like you. They don't have to do the same things as you. You should want them to go further. Listen to me. How can you expect your child to get ahead when your lack of presence, better word, support, has held them back? One of the greatest things that helped me as a child is that when I looked up in the stands, no matter where I was, I could have been in Antarctica. I can promise you that George and Aqua Shelton was going to be there. My parents are going to be there, and they were going to be cheering. No matter if I had a bad game, my dad was going to tell me the truth. He wasn't going to enable me. He was going to tell me the truth, but he was also there to support me and pick me up and give me words of inspiration. My mom, she cheering regardless. We losing, she's still cheering. That's my baby. That support meant everything to me, and I don't see that support often no more. I coach youth sports. I see parents missing. You know, I go to my daughter's dance classes. I see fathers missing at times, and I get it. Some people have to work. I understand that. But my point I'm trying to make is this. Your support means everything to them. And I'm not talking about only supporting them because they're doing what you want them to do. I'm talking about listening to your children. You know, one of the things that, you know, me and Maria, we made a deal with this is to listen to our kids more, right? I don't want to be like the buddy-buddy with my child, meaning that me and Tristan, we're best buds. We're best friends. But I don't want to not be a parent to him, if that makes sense. You know, I don't want to just be, you can do whatever you want to do. And no, I'm here to help you because I don't want you to make the same mistakes that I made. But also, I'm not here to control you. I'm here to let you experience life. I'm here to let you live life. I'm here to be transparent with you. So we have transparency conversations all the time. This is one thing that I feel is very important. Is your child learning from your mistakes? I want, like when Tristan read the book, The Greatest You, my book, he read it and he asked me some questions. He's like, Dad, I didn't know this about you. Like, what was this all about? You did this and you did that. I said, yeah, Tristan, I did. And this is why you shouldn't do it. This is what came out of it. And he understood that I don't want my child to have to make their own mistakes. And listen, it's going to happen, by the way, because sometimes you got to make your own mistakes to learn from certain things. But I'm going to do my part to make sure that my child knows as much about life that I can give them before they let the world give them those experiences. So I'm gonna tell them about the things that I might not be proud of, the things that I did. And I'm gonna tell them why I did it and why it was wrong for me to do it so they don't have to make those same mistakes. But a lot of times as parents, we want to put on this perfection thing to make us look perfect, and we think it takes away from our superhero-ness. It doesn't. No superhero is perfect. And I think you're more of a superhero when your child can learn from your mistakes. When your child knows that they can come talk to you about anything instead of having to hide things from you. We have a rule in our house. The rule is you can talk about anything you want to talk about, any problem, any situation, anything that you've done, and you're not going to get in trouble for it, right? Now, it might be some repercussion as far as, okay, you're not going to do this no more, but you're not going to get yelled at. You're not going to get, because you came and you were transparent. Because I don't want my child to hide things from me and not be able to deal with certain things. You never know where that goes to. Suppression leads to depression, right? So in our household, we have that. So again, support your child. No child deserves to spend the rest of their life trying to recover from their childhood. No child deserves to try to build their life with broken tools. No child deserves to be held back by their parents' setbacks. And understand, setbacks happen in life. I'm not saying that you have to live some perfect life. Like, don't take offense to that. But don't allow certain setbacks in your life, whatever that is for you. Maybe it's getting into another bad relationship. Maybe it's staying in a toxic relationship. Maybe it's not dealing with the things you need to deal with. Maybe it's still doing things that you did when you were 20, you're still doing when you're 40, and you know that you shouldn't be doing those things no more. Don't allow your setbacks to hold your child back. Every child deserves an environment of love, not pain. Every child deserves an environment of love, not hurt. Every child deserves an environment of support, not dysfunction. Every child deserves an environment of inspiration, not limitations. Home should be a place where every child runs to, not runs from. Home should be a place where every child feels safe, not scared. Home should be a place where every child feels worth, not worthless. I feel like, you know, home should never be a place where their dreams die. It should be the place where their dreams come alive. And that's why it's important that we take care of our mindset, that we believe in the things that we can do. Because it's hard to tell your kids something is impossible when you're living in your impossibilities. That's why I tell you, it all starts with you. It shouldn't be a place where they feel less than. It should be a place where they feel believed in. So parents, listen to this right now. I know this is like a very passionate message. Listen, I care about this stuff, man. I care about parenthood. I do. But you gotta break the cycle. Whatever that cycle is, maybe, like I said, maybe you started behind in life because of your parents' mistakes. But break the cycle. And the only way you're gonna break the cycle is you become a better person, a better parent, a better mom for your child. Be their positive example, not their negative influence. Be the person that gives them the roadmap, not the person who becomes their greatest roadblock. Your words should always build them up. And this is easier said than done, because sometimes I got to check myself. But as much as you can, your words should build them up, not break them down. Understand, I said this earlier in this episode, you are their definition of life. Their view of the world starts with what they see in you. They will learn less from what you say, and they will understand more by what you do. How you live life will greatly influence theirs. You are their greatest influence. What you leave in them has a way longer lifeline than what you leave for them. So be that parent that you wish you had if you didn't have that parent. Or be the parent that you did have. Take it to the next level if you had great parents. Give the love that you desperately needed. Give the support that you desperately needed. Give the understanding to your kid, children, that you desperately needed. Be the example that would have changed your life. Break the cycle of pain and start a cycle of love. Become the person that future generations will thank you for. I think about all the time, my great, 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 great kids, they think about, I don't know what my grandpa's name is, maybe Papa Sheldon or something like that. They think about Papa Sheldon and they honor it. And they brag about Papa Sheldon because Papa Sheldon was the one, because of my father, because of my grandfather. You know, the list goes on. I had great men, great examples in my life. But they think about Papa Sheldon, they like, man, I'm thankful for Papa Sheldon. And I know it's not easy. And I know I talk from a place, and maybe you feel like, oh, that's easier said than done, or Trent, you don't understand. I know it's not easy. It's a battle. But remember, your choices will become your child's consequences. I know it's not easy, but it's more than worth it. Remember this. It's a lot easier to build strong children than it is to repair broken adults. A new legacy starts with you. Realize your fears will build theirs. Your mindset will influence their mentality. Your insecurities will affect their confidence. Your life is their greatest seed. Your life is their greatest example. It's a lot easier to build a bright future with great tools. Give your children the tools that they need. like I say at the end of every single episode, it all starts with you. What I want you to do is I want you to hit up at Rehab Time on Instagram. Not me. You can hit me if you want to, but definitely at Rehab Time because my team will be watching. And I'm going to do a giveaway. And the giveaway is going to be a one-on-one Skype call or a Zoom call. Also, I'm going to send you guys a surprise special gift to you and your children and your family. You know, I want to leave the husband or wife out. Maybe you're a single parent. But all you have to do is I want you to speak life into your child. I want you to record a video just speaking life, just supporting your child. It don't have to be nothing crazy, nothing over the top. But I just want to see you speaking life into your child because people are going to see you doing that. And that's going to influence a parent out there that might not be doing it. Tag at Rehab Time. You can do it on your stories. You can do it on your page. Doesn't matter. And I'm going to pick a winner. And like last week, I'll probably pick a lot of y'all because it's going to bring tears to my heart and happiness to my heart. Happy tears because I'm seeing you guys be a great influence. Again, this wasn't an episode to tell you how to parent. It's just a reminder to let you know that parenthood is the greatest responsibility that a parent could have. And I'm proud of you because I know it's not easy. It all starts with you. I'll see you next week. Straight up. Straight Up is hosted and recorded by me, Trent Shelton. The episodes are produced by Chelsea Harfouche and mixed and edited by Andrew Weller. Cameron Berkman is our executive producer. Straight Up with Trent Shelton is a production of The Hollis Company.
Man, one thing about me, I love fashion. And I always made a promise to myself. Once I started my brand, I would come out with my own brand. I would rock my own clothes. I would wear my own hats. And today, I just released my new line of hats at shoprehabtime.com through Shopify. And listen, y'all, it's so easy. All because I use Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million order stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, whenever, whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. And just keeping it straight up, Shopify helped me take my brand from out the trunk because I was selling my merch out the trunk to now a worldwide brand reaching customers all across the globe. And what I love about Shopify also, there's no limit. No matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Trent. All lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Trent now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. That's shopify.com/Trent. Make sure Trent is lowercase. Let's get it. Hey, y'all, what's up? I'm super excited to share this with y'all. I need like a drum roll. I need like a band. But listen, this podcast, the Straight Up Podcast, is now a part of the Growth Day Network. I told y'all, man, we turn it up this year. A bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world, purpose to the world, impact to the world, and to support shows and brands we believe in. That's why I'm a part of Growth Day. It's all about purpose. It's all about power. It's all about impact. And guess what?
one of my friends, one of my homies is on this network also. And I need you to go subscribe to their show, The Boss Bae Podcast. I'm sure you already heard of it, but if you haven't, here you go. Natalie and Danielle are amazing. The interviews are amazing. Their strategies are amazing. If you're about that growth life, The Boss Bae Podcast will grow your life. Like straight up. I know you're going to love them. I know you're going to love the show. Go check it out. Go subscribe today and you will not regret it. Let's get it.